Mr. Danewolf, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
There was no action taken in closed session. Comments from board members. Mr. Rasmussen.
I'd like to take the opportunity to thank everybody that's in the room and not in the room for all their efforts that they've had over the summer on trying to get the schools ready for school. It's got to be just a tremendous undertaking. And Inga, if you could relay to all the teachers that I think it's very important that as we work through the school year, we need to make sure we take care of ourselves, both physically and mentally, to be able to be the best that we can. So it's so important to feel good about our family and ourselves and be able to take that feeling to the workplace and be able to educate our students. So thank you for everything that you've all done.
Hey, Mr. Harris?
I think Mr. Rasmus has summed it up. And good luck tomorrow.
The acid test. Hey, Mr. Danewolf. Mr. Crawford?
Well, as I said to Monica Oakster, she said to me Friday, can you believe we're starting school again? And I really can't. Tomorrow's the day. And she really didn't have a vacation. But it looks like everything's going to go perfect. Looking forward to it. Thank you. Thank you all, and good luck tomorrow.
I had a chance to visit a couple of the teacher training sessions, and interestingly, I'm in the math section. I want you to know I was totally lost when they were doing whatever it was.
Multiplication table.
Yeah. Okay. But the good thing was that the instructors seemed to know what they were doing, so. I was an English teacher, that takes care of that. Okay, opportunity for employee organizations to address the board. Okay, Marysville Joint Unified Teachers Association.
Thanks. Welcome back, everybody. And I just wanted to come up and apologize for missing the last meeting. I understand that somebody was looking for me. I forgot about you guys for one day, so that was fun. I've had a nice, busy summer, and I've really enjoyed working with Ramiro on a few issues. We're doing some side letters on some stuff. And other than the heat at Marysville in C Building, or at Lyndhurst High School in C Building, and a room at Linda's school, I really haven't heard a lot of complaints yet, so yes. Thanks.
Welcome back. Have a good school year.
Operating Engineers Local Number 3, California School Employees Association, 326 and 648. Okay, Association of Management and Confidential Employees and Supervisory Unit. I don't have any comment cards. So that turns it to Superintendent's Report.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rex. It has been a busy summer, and although some of you have been away, there are others who have been working diligently to make sure that we're ready for tomorrow. Three of those individuals are out in the audience tonight. Scott Lane, who has been making sure that everyone is in their right place and has a smile on their face. Travis Barnett and Cynthia Jensen have been working hard with facilities and maintenance to make sure that everything is going well. And Inga, you'll be happy to know that 15 portable air conditioning units were delivered to Lyndhurst High School today, along with the running of 8 large exhaust fans, which have been explained to me as something very similar to having 8 whole house fans going. So the air is circulating. It is a little warm, but certainly we're doing our best with what we can with that aging facility. So there'll be much more discussion on that as we move forward throughout the year. Wanted to give the board an update on the 2015-16 LCAP, and I'm passing out 2 different documents, and let me share with you how we're doing, because this has been an extremely busy time of year for principals and especially for Romero Carrion, because it is hiring season. Part of this year's LCAP was to bring on board 7 PE specialists for elementary, and to date we have 6 of those positions filled. We still have 1 that is remains open, but certainly we will continue to look for that individual. And so the first single page handout that I've given you, the top talks about the music, and that's for the elementary schools. And you will notice Lenny Tate is in the audience this evening, and she's been working with our brand new elementary PE and music teachers, helping them figure out where they're going to be on what day and how many days and what they're going to be doing. And so you'll see here a rather detailed schedule trying to figure out how do we evenly and fairly distribute these 7, or soon to be 7, but currently 6 PE specialists and 4 music teachers. And so everyone is really excited to see those new services coming their way. And heaven knows we'll be having some I'm sure performances when schools start doing their board reports. So we'll get to see those little guys and gals with their musical talents on display for you.
Can I ask why Edgewater seems to be getting shortchanged?
Actually, they're not. Edgewater has a 0.4 position. And if you notice, most of the sites are, if you're speaking specifically to the PE, all other sites are, each teacher has 2 sites. So this one individual wanted just a part-time position, and so that fit in beautifully with the needs at Edgewater. And it's all based on the number of students at each site. And as I said, Lenny tried to very diplomatically and accurately figure out how we divide these folks up. So
now, that was a poor choice of words on my part. I just looked at the numbers and
sure.
0.40 and
right,
like
but the teacher is at one single site, so that is an advantage there for them. All of her efforts will go towards Edgewater. So
great, thank you.
You bet. On the first page of the LCAP update that I have for you, wanted to make a couple of comments. Page 1, you'll notice in red it says on hold until 2016-17, and that is for our 2 FTE instructional strategies teachers on special assignment. We're going to hold off a little bit on bringing those folks in. We'd like to do some front loading with some training so they're ready to go at the beginning of next year. And so throughout the year, we'll continue to provide them with additional training so they're experts and have actually improved their skills for working with teachers and helping them in the classroom. And so that expenditure will not take place at this time. On page 2, you will notice in the last column, which is where I'll be speaking to mostly, goal achievement. The second one down, the 15-16 ongoing, it shows here that we have hired actually 5.4 FTEs with a 1.6 remaining open, and we will continue to look for that person. The Renaissance Learning, we went with the English Language Arts and Math. They cut us an amazing deal to bring on both of those components, so the price did go up slightly, but for $8,000 additional dollars, which we had that wiggle room in there, we'll be able to help the sites by carrying those costs, and they won't be seeing that come out of their own individual categorical budgets. All of the other positions, the counselors, the additional days for the counseling secretaries, all of that has taken place and is in place, so we are moving forward with a full complement of folks. The only other change is just a dollar amount again and it's on page 3 for the Catapult EMS, Emergency Management System. And some of you were out at Edgewater last year when we ran a simulated test on this program. And so once we got all of the schools on board and had them recalculate their original proposal, it did come in just slightly higher. So it's at $38,744.
Dr. Todd, is that for the two-year proposal that they have?
That's for the initial year, and then the following year will be an additional cost. So we did get a two-year proposal, but we only approve, in essence, the 1 year, and then as the next year rolls over, but they have guaranteed that for the following year, and it's at a lesser amount than the initial year. So it has been busy. Lots of plans have been put into place, and certainly we are moving forward with all of those. Mr. Rasmussen did ask me to give you a little update on the Air Force ROTC program and bringing that back to Lyndhurst High School. I spoke with Principal Bob Eckerd this morning, and he will be sending me the invitation for you to come and be a part of the site visit by the Air Force. They're going to come out and make sure that the staff really want the program, and I'll be inviting key community members. And if you can think of some folks other than our supervisors and the mayor and some of those folks, certainly give me a call or shoot me an email and let me know if there's others you would like me to include. Based on the folks that came forward when we eliminated the program, there's a lot of supporters, and so I think they will be more than happy to come out. Right now, the visit is tentatively scheduled for September 14th, and once I have a confirmation on that and the exact time, I will send that out to you. So I would love to have every single board member there to show that we are united and anxious to bring back that program to Lyndhurst. And next to the last thing on my agenda, Jennifer is here to bring you some updated information on the budget summary report. So Jennifer, can you give us your PowerPoint and do it in, I've previewed the PowerPoint, and it's user friendly.
It's pretty simple.
It's in lay person's terms.
It
so
is.
Please share with
Whoa.
Us.
Oh, we're not used to that.
Well, I'm going to do my best. Is it on? So as you know, we adopted the our 2015-16 budget in June. Since then, the state of California has enacted their budget, and that results in a few changes to ours. Do I hit? Okay, thanks. So this sheet shows us a comparison from the May revised to the enacted budget. You can see the changes in the LCFF gap funding percentage decreased by less than 2%. Our 15-16 COLA remained the same. Our one-time discretionary funds decrease from $601 per ADA to $528 per ADA. They did add an educator effectiveness one-time funds, which will result in $1,450 per certificated staff. We still are waiting on more information on those one-time funds. They also changed the restricted routine maintenance account contribution from 3% to a varied rate with a goal of 3% by 2020-21 fiscal year. So the changes for our budget from adopted budget to current year for our LCFF revenues will result in a decrease of approximately $300,000 from our adopted budget. Our federal revenues will see no changes. Our state revenue will see a slight increase in our lottery of unrestricted funds of $100,000 and our restricted lottery of $60,000. Our one-time mandate reimbursement decrease of $600,000, and our local revenue will see no changes from our adopted budget. So for our expenditures, our salary and benefits will remain the same. Our supplies will increase by the $60,000 added lottery revenue for restricted lottery. Our services, capital outlay, and other outgo will see no changes. Our budgeted revenues will exceed our budgeted expenditures by approximately $5.8 million. We add this to our beginning fund balance of 9.8, it'll result in an estimated ending fund balance of $15.6 million. The majority of the surplus of our 5.8 is the 4.5 for the one-time mandated reimbursement funds. The components of the ending balance, estimated ending balance, are, as you can see, all but 5.8 are restricted or assigned. The unassigned of 5.8 is strictly, or is projected to be used for our subsequent year expected deficits. That's pretty much it in a nutshell.
That's too quick.
Is that too quick? Wait till first interim.
Yeah. It's okay. Ryan will make up for it when he gets here.
No.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And then I just have one last announcement. Tonight, someone decided that they would rather spend their birthday with us. And so tonight, happy birthday, Raul.
Happy birthday.
Dr. Todd, have we been able to fill the music position at Yuba Gardens? That's...
Yes, we have.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. That brings us to the approval of minutes. Is there anyone who has any questions about the minutes from the previous meeting?
Motion to approve.
Motion by Mr. Harris, seconded by Mr. Danewall. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Nays? And consent agenda. If no one wants anything pulled from... Oh, Mr. Rasmussen.
Yes, Mr. Rex. I would like to pull number 4 under student services on page 10, the agreement with Sutter County Superintendent of Schools for Medi-Cal administrative claiming.
Would anyone like anything else pulled? The only question I had was I looked all over to find out what GIS stood for, and I couldn't find it anywhere. So if anybody knows the answer to that, maybe after this. It's GIS and demographics in item 1 under superintendent. But
stay tuned to the Friday packet. I'll send you the definition.
Okay. Pardon? Okay. With the exception of number 4 as pulled, is there a motion to approve the consent agenda?
Move to approve.
Moved by Mr. Crawford. Seconded?
Second.
Mr. Rasmussen seconds the. Is it all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Nays? No. Okay. Item 4 pulled. On page 10, Mr. Rasmussen.
So the reason I actually had that pull, Mr. Rex, was because I am an employee of Sutter County Superintendent of Schools, and I felt that there would be a conflict of interest.
I think that's true there. So when we vote on this item, you'll want to abstain. Okay, and then that means this has got to be a unanimous vote for the rest of us.
I was just going to say that we can't pass it then.
Yeah, we can.
Yes, we can.
Okay.
He would have to abstain. But we can't pass it unless somebody makes a motion.
No, just enough people. I'm looking at numbers.
Okay, Mr. Harris moves, and Mr. Danewall is a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 4 yes. And one abstention.
Thank you, Tony, for being ready.
I just want you to know that that's one of the classrooms I visited, and I was astounded to see a board member there at the
Thank you.
So,
before you move on, I have a definition for you.
Oh.
GIS is a geographic information system, which is a system designed to capture, store, manipulate, analyze, manage, and present all types of spatial or geographical data.
More than you wanted to know.
Okay, I'm completely satisfied with that.
That's the only one I have.
Will that be reflected in the minutes of this?
No.
Okay, moving on to new business. First item one, resolution 2015-16-03, Constitution Day. Any comments from the board or the audience before I make mine? This was suggested earlier. I think this is a fantastic point. It's a fantastic opportunity for the schools to celebrate something that's the basis for our country's existence and our way of life. So I want to thank, was it Mr. Rasmussen who brought us the information about the 17th on 9/17 as the anniversary or the celebration day. Okay, that being said, if
I'd be happy to make a motion on resolution 2015-16-03, Constitution Day.
And Mr. Danable seconds. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous, for the five of us, anyway. All right, and purchasing department, furniture and accessories. Anybody care to comment on that? Or?
Well, this is the item that is a resolution to purchase school furnishings, office furnishings, and accessories through another public agency, specifically Arvin Unified School District, to Sierra School Equipment Company. Kathy Cartwright is here if you have questions. Otherwise, we would recommend that you approve the resolution.
You know, any questions? If no questions, then the board will entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
Move to approve. Mr. Crawford, and seconded?
Second.
Go ahead. Mr. Danable. Okay, seconds it. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Item two, resolution 15-16-05, state contracts.
This is once again asking the board to approve a resolution for materials, equipment, supplies, services, and vehicles through the use of various State of California Department of General Services and Department of Technology contracts. If you have questions, Kathy Cartwright is here. Otherwise, we would recommend that the board approve this annual resolution.
We only want you to make good deals.
There's nobody better out there.
That's okay. The truth.
Any other comments on this?
Move to approve.
Mr. Crawford moves to approve. Seconded by?
Sorry.
Mr. Harris. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
And item three, which is similar to item
yes,
two
this
in
is,
some ways.
This is resolution 2015-16/06. And again, it's for the same types of items, but this time going through another public agency, Glendale Unified School District, to various companies. Again, we would recommend that the board approve this annual resolution.
Okay, and like most of these, this is so that we get a guaranteed equal price or better.
Yeah.
All right, if there's no other discussion, the board will entertain a motion. Mr. Harris moves to approve. Mr. Danable seconds the motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Hey, have a great day. Tomorrow it's the start of the,
school year.
The school year.
Ready or not, here
ready
they
or
come.
Not, yeah. The student warfare, okay. Okay.
See somebody.